A briefing of the weekly update for the grain markets. I'm Rich Posse of A Critical Point. It's January 15. Yes, a lengthy one today. Lots to discuss, doing the whole global and all, anything and everything I can throw at it. But I'll give you, hopefully keep this just to a few minutes for those of you that think you know where we're at and don't really want to look at the video and look at the charts and just want some kind of summary. Here we go. Basically, the corn market and soybean markets dropped as they were supposed to into level fours. In theory, they bottomed Friday for level four. Corn bounced very well, showing evidence of that. Okay, done deal. The soybean market couldn't pick its head up. So I'm not sure what's wrong there, but it is suggesting that corn and beans can pop at the start of what I think is what, Monday night, overnight, because we got the holiday. Okay, they may pop at the start. Maybe they can keep it up into Tuesday day session a little bit. But looking out to Wednesday, prices should be back down for the next level four bottom. So the key is, can they rally a tremendous amount in a short period of time? Then that level four bottom might not bring it down much. And then maybe we got to question where we're going with these larger trends. But the best forecasters are probably going to bring it all the way back down. The reason for that is we think the larger level three trend is down into next week and looking like it shouldn't bottom to around Wednesday to Friday. It may even delay early following, but we think it's going to be next week. So 2 weeks out, we do see a level three bounce. That's how those types of traders are going to work the market. This could be, since all that's very short-term to very short-term stuff, that gives us a clue of how the news cycle is going to flow for South America on this weather and the S&Ds and where we're going with the crops. I don't think we got China news coming. I don't think we got European. I don't think we got domestic use news and exports and all that fun stuff in the U.S. The U.S. is primarily like a technical kind of trading thing. Commercials would like to buy it a little cheaper. Farmer has to start thinking it's a new year. Does he need to keep moving stuff? And most advisors are telling them to keep moving the grain. Okay, these are good prices. A lot of people are already giving up timing this. They didn't do that well in the last couple of months. All of us had a few problems keeping up with this Brazil rally. So until we see prices move, so in other words, I'm bearish in the next week sometime, probably a bounce, bearish again. I think until we see the December high, or if you're looking at a market where it happens to be a January, December, January highs taken out, whatever the highest is, the corn and soybeans are going lower. With corn going lower into late January on into early March, soybeans ought to go lower into March. We're probably going to get a bounce in March, maybe April, and then back down again. Okay. Now, I think there's a possibility this is a level one top for soybeans and probably corn. Level ones are the most important kind of signal I can give you during the year. I've always told myself, I don't care how bullish the fundamentals are, if I got a level one top, sell something if you're a producer. Speculator, different story, okay? Because you might not have more sell later at a higher price, you may not get your money back, okay? But generally, a trader, speculator trader, ought to trade some of the more important swings as well as some very short-term swings. I think that's going to come to fruition. I think this level one's going to work. Things are going lower, okay? But it could be a real struggle lower. I want to warn you that. We're already seeing evidence we're wrong in the crude oil market and energies. I discussed that in a weekly update. Wrong in the sense of our minor long-term top and that it's got to be bearish into a bottom this year. Looks like we're going higher and then we'll come down into a bottom sometime, meaning there can be at least one seriously down month, maybe more, only to see it right back up again. It almost looks like the long-term tops are determined and the level one highs biased to just be higher right into next year. But there's going to be a minor long-term bottom this year. There's got to be some kind of setback there. This is very similar to what I've been concerned and complaining about keeping up with the cotton market, all right? There may be many other commodities may do that, showing us a little more strength than we want this year and then eventually put that bottom in. And then they're also higher still by next year. So I explained some of that. Now, to get into the wheat market, weaker than I wanted, got mud in my face because I really tried to call that one. I thought it was going to be a great advertisement piece and basically put it lower. Makes sense long term, okay? The bullish news is old, it's outdated, but there's still issues around the world and nothing has really changed. They're showing a little more supply, not enough to scare me. I think it's a little bit of overreaction here. We'll get a bounce in wheat in coming weeks. All right. But at the moment, it does look bearish, all right? I didn't go over all the foreign markets because it's a little bit different scenario. Brazil beans might hold up a little bit better, and I kind of also look at some things in China corn and soybeans that could hold up a little bit better than our U.S. scenario. But it's like, at the same time, we can put all the world on the same page. It's probably going to be lower by February. So a lot of this is, how is this weather going to continue in South America in coming weeks here? How's the harvest and whatnot, okay? So we got to keep an eye on that stuff. But generally, our best forecast is until we see that December high taken out, something like that, or the highest price December Jan, things ought to work lower. Don't see much going on in the dollar. I think it's going to rebound a little bit here. Long-term top later this year for the dollar. Interest rates is going to scare and concern some people, probably more in the stock market than commodities. Global economies will continue to grow. But at the same time, it just seems like some of these measurements of the economy is actually going to slow down some. And I think in general, these investors that have been really pumping these commodity prices higher, lumber looks really strong. Copper still holding up as it should be. Lumber should not be that strong, in my opinion. That's a negative. Crude oil over $85 a barrel is going to be a negative. I discussed that. But it may be there's a new negative in the $90 to $100 range. Maybe it won't hurt the economy that much. Definitely some things out there that can bring commodities down, slow off the economy a little bit. But in general, still very long-term bullish economy and the stock market at least. Commodities going to be very bearish, I think, by mid-decade. But the point is they can be higher next year. So I discussed the weather and the grains of this year and the probability. I show you some drought monitor maps that still have me concerned. But still the best forecast is we probably won't get a dramatic drop in corn yield this year, but we'll see. All right, any rate, to get you set up for next week anyways, just realize they might pop these grains a little bit here at the start of the week, but I think there's more downside coming next week. Past results, not necessarily indicative future results. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy.